This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Governor John Bel Edwards tried to put a good face on it.
I am extremely pleased with where we are, considering where we started. And while we may have come up short in a few ways, we made difficult choices and we made tremendous progress.
Yet when lawmakers adjourned the second special session, they were still $350 million short of what was needed for the budget starting July 1st. And the chasm between the House and Senate had widened. At issue was House Bill 69, designating how to spend the additional funds. Throughout the afternoon and evening, spreadsheets flew back and forth, shifting a million here, a million there. But the real sticking point was an amendment directing the administration to fully fund TOPS for the fall and then cut it back in the spring, if necessary. Senator Jay Luno.
This amendment is more smoke and mirrors. This is not budgeting by what we have. This is budgeting by what we dream that we will have.
The Senate approved it 25-14. When the House took it up, Speaker Pro Tem Walt Leger objected.
The policy is unwise and unconstitutional.
Representative Lance Harris.
Do you want to risk us leaving this House without a supplemental budget because at the last hour we got hung up on some politics about front-loading TOPS?
The House ultimately said yes, 56-43. I asked the governor if he was going to use his line item veto on the language.
We are studying that language. I'm not going to announce whether I'm going to veto it or not here tonight.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.